We have joining us by telephone right now Professor Darla Hammond, and she is the Assistant Professor, School of Urban and Public Affairs down at the University of Texas at Arlington. And she's also originally from St. Cloud, if my information is right. Professor Hammond, I want to welcome you to the Roadhouse.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Was I right? You're originally from St. Cloud?
Yes, absolutely.
So you've got a little bit of Minnesota in you.
Oh, a whole lot of Minnesota. I also got my graduate degree from the University of Minnesota.
Oh, great. You know, it's snowing here right now.
You're kidding me.
And I bet it's not snowing in Texas.
No, I don't have to wear a coat to go outside.
Ooh, don't do that to us.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, we've had a long winter here this winter, but, you know, spring will come at some point. You have it most of the year down there.
Yes.
You just completed you were one of the co-authors of a study that has to do with walking while you work and what it might do for your health, what it might do for your productivity. This is new research from the University of Minnesota on people using treadmill desks. Can you tell us give us a little heads up on what a treadmill desk might be and how this study got underway?
Oh, sure. But first, I would like to point out that we are from the University of Minnesota, the University of Texas at Arlington, and the Mayo Clinic. So
There's
three organizations that are working collaboratively on this study.
Great.
And yes, we just had actually our second paper on the topic published. And this one has been gaining quite a lot more attention because I guess it's always been rather intuitive that if you walk more, your health is going to improve. And that was, in essence, the findings of the first paper that was published a few months ago. This paper is about the treadmill desk. And I'm sorry, I should introduce the treadmill desk first. I got a little ahead of myself. The treadmill desk is a desk that can lower or raise based on the participant's needs at the moment. You can lower it and sit as you would in any other desk, or you could raise it and stand and work on your computer or whatever else you do during the day. And then if you wanted to, you could press a button and there would be a treadmill underneath your feet that would move slowly, and you could walk while you're working, while you're doing your email, talking on the phone, whatever it is you do during the day, you can do it while walking instead of sitting.
You know, I'd prefer one where when you hit the button, it ejected you home. Can you work on that for the next time? It sounds intriguing, though.
Yeah, that would
though.
Be really nice. Actually, I had another friend saying they would like me to do a study of napping during the workday, that actually might be a little better.
Well, I don't know. Whatever refreshes people, but it's an interesting idea. The idea here was to give people a chance to move around a little bit.
That is right. Well, I'm sure I'm not the first person to say this on the radio, but as a country, we are facing what is referred to as an obesity epidemic. And there could be two reasons why this is happening. We could be eating a lot more food, or we could be moving a whole lot less. And recent research has suggested that it's attributable to both, but probably more so the fact that we're not moving as much as we used to. Our jobs used to be a lot more physical. Nowadays, most of us sit while we work all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The people at the company that the standard office environment, I visited the organization, and it looks like a cube farm. And some people have standard offices. So very much like what many ordinary offices look like is the setting for this study.
So it's set up not in an actual workplace, but it's set up somewhere else?
Oh, no, this is is an actual workplace.
Okay.
This is it's a financial services company. They're located in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they have ordinary desk jobs ranging from customer service representatives all the way to financial people and accountants. And the one thing most employees, in fact, I think all employees at this company have in common is that they sit on their butts all day.
Well, I think there's a lot of that happening, that's for sure. How was the acceptance from the people working there as far as, were they excited to get a new option?
Well, yeah. Well, what happened is there's about 400 people that work for this company, and we were allowed, the company agreed to purchase 40 treadmill desks, and so it was basically first come, first serve. Anybody in the company was allowed to sign up to be part of this experiment, and about 43 people signed up, and so 40 people got the treadmill desks first, 20 people did, and then 6 months later, the other 20 people did, and then the three remaining people were waitlisted, and we did have some people leave the study, but they didn't leave because they didn't like the treadmill desks. One of them was pregnant, and we weren't going to allow anyone who was pregnant or had actual health conditions to participate in the study. Mm-hmm. So they were no longer eligible for the study, and their treadmill desk was given to the waitlisted people.
Okay.
The others had some health problems. And then one person, over the course of a whole year, this is pretty amazing, only one person left the company.
Okay. Must be a successful company. What did you find as far as how it changed how people's health appeared, and also how it might have changed their productivity?
Yes, it did both. The first paper that we wrote, and this one was headed by a man named Gabriel Culp out of the Mayo Clinic, and Dr. Levine, also out of the Mayo Clinic, an endocrinologist. And we also participated in the study as well, but the medical doctors ran most of the health intervention measures, and they did blood tests where you test for basically your general health screening items, cholesterol, as well as some thyroid hormones and some just general markers of health. And these were all normal, healthy people, and some of the people, about half of the people in the study, were overweight or obese, but that's fairly normal. So they were regular employees, is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And what we found is that the ones who were overweight or obese did lose some weight, approximately around 5 pounds or so. The others, well, they didn't need to, so they didn't. And then the other thing that we found relating to health was that these biomarkers actually improved. Not a whole lot, but things like their good cholesterol went up a little bit, and some other markers, and I'm not a medical doctor, so I don't want to get too in detail into this, but their health did improve. Just by the fact that they had a treadmill in their office instead of a regular desk and chair.
Now, did this kind of movement and exercise, did that improve the way that, their mental acuity might be sustained over the whole day? In other words, were they a little more productive because their blood was flowing a little more?
Yeah, and that was the part of the study that I was involved in. We did weekly surveys every single week for the entire year, including about a month before even the first group of people got their treadmill desks. And it was really quite amazing, the coefficient, so to speak, that we found for the overall effect of the treadmill desk task, meaning how productive and this is actually performance rated by the employee themselves and also rated by their supervisor, it actually went up on average over the course of the study. So if you had a treadmill desk, your performance was a little bit better than when you didn't have that treadmill desk in your office. It wasn't an immediate change. There was first a dip in performance as people, I suppose, got used to, you're used to sitting at work. You probably do that every day and have been for a long time. It takes some time to adjust to a new environment and to learn when you can sit and when you can stand and walk in order to do the best at the assignments that you're doing. But some things, like if you're doing something that uses a lot of mouse clicking, then it doesn't seem to work very well to be walking while you're doing that.
Sure.
But something like I'm doing right now, talking on the telephone with you, I'm walking.
There are times when it just doesn't work to, which is why you have three different positions, I guess, on that desk. Just stand or walk or sit back down.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the only way that it could work, because this is all they're all very personal decisions, and the employees were allowed to do what they wanted to over the course of the day. Some people walked most of the time. Others found that they were more comfortable with walking during fewer tasks.
Sure.
So, you know, but that said, in terms of did they like it, we didn't ask them that specifically in the study, but we know that nobody voluntarily gave theirs away. Mm-hmm. And we also know that 3 years after the data collection was completed, all the treadmill desks were still in use.
We're speaking with Professor Darla Hammond, who is the assistant professor of the School of Urban and Public Affairs down at the University of Texas. She was a co-author in a study concerning walking desks, more or less. And actually, you have a better term for it. It's the office
treadmill desk.
Treadmill desk, exactly. On those treadmills, do they, it seemed to me I read in here that they kind of go over like 2 miles per hour. Is that about right? Or are they all preset?
No, you choose what rate you want to walk at, but they top out at 2 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because this is not meant to be a heavy exercise.
Sure.
We probably don't want, from an employer perspective, we probably don't want our employees to be all sweaty all day, huffing and puffing while they're talking to their customers and clients and whatnot.
I was kind of curious how this might, how the results might be if they were given like 45 minutes to do more rapid exercise during the course of the day, having that break like midday, would that alter or would it show similar results, or have you any idea how that might work? I know from a physical exercise perspective, if you can get your heart rate up for that length of time, it has a dramatic effect on your health.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There actually has been a study that has looked at that, not by us, unfortunately, but a study done by, I don't know their names off the top of my head, but I do know the conclusion, and that was that there was a company gym, and the employees had to swipe their employee card to get into the gym. So the company knew when the employees were, you know, which days they went and worked out over their lunch hour and which days they did not. And they found that the employees did rate their performances higher on the days that they worked out over their lunch period.
Okay. So just moving. Go ahead.
So, yeah. So just moving allowed their productivity for that day to increase. But it's important to note that is just the employees rating themselves.
Oh, sure.
What we have in our study is also ratings from their supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you indicate that you're walking right now on the treadmill?
Well, I'm not walking on a treadmill, but I am walking.
Okay.
I do a lot of walking with various activities, just taking this this concept, but I haven't bought myself a treadmill desk yet.
Now, where do you think this will go as far as acceptance out there in the workplace? It wasn't dramatic effects, but there were definite positive effects to what you were looking at.
Well, we do know some companies out there are doing it. I presented the paper when it was in its preliminary stages a couple of years ago at an Academy Management conference, and some executives from Google were there. And Google has since decided to make some treadmill desks options available to their employees. So that's one corporation that we know are doing. I have also heard, and I can't confirm because I just heard talking to people, that Blue Cross Blue Shield has some. And they don't have it where, the like in our study, the employees had the treadmill desk that was their desk all day long. What Google and Blue Cross Blue Shield have reportedly done is have treadmill desks that employees can sign up for. And then I was actually talking to somebody on the plane a couple of days ago who had said that he was working for General Mills and that they had a treadmill desk that people could sign up to use during the day, and that a lot of employees were taking advantage of that. At University of Texas at Arlington, where I work now, there are two of the departmental deans that are now using treadmill desks instead of their regular standard desks. And there are also two treadmill desks in our library that students can sign up to use.
Mm-hmm. So there's some acceptance out there, and right now the study is, as they say, it's a hot study because it's out there being publicized and mm-hmm. opportunities for companies to look into it.
Yeah, I think it would be something that a company could feasibly put in, maybe a cafeteria benefits plan, where some employees can choose to have a treadmill desk, some employees can choose maybe gym discounts, or as part of a comprehensive wellness initiative. It's certainly not something everybody wants to do, but it's an exciting option for those who do.
Yeah, it sounds great. We've been speaking with Professor Darla Hammond, who is assistant professor at the School of Urban and Public Affairs down at the University of Texas in Arlington. And she's not sure if it's snowing in St. Cloud where she's from, but it definitely is not snowing where she is right now. We've been talking about her work as co-author of a recent study that shows that treadmill desks actually improve not only your health, but also your productivity. Professor Hammond, I want to thank you so much for giving us your time this evening and, you know, staying at your desk a little longer, your walking desk, and enlightening us on something new in the workplace.